Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 6, Waiting, Lingering Test of Patience. Have you heard the American's prayer? Lord, give me patience, and I want it right now. It's awfully hard for a country that exists on frozen dinners, instant mashed potatoes, powdered orange juice, packaged cake mixes, instant print cameras, and freeway express lanes to teach its young how to wait. In fact, it's next to impossible. One evening, I was fussing about seeds in the grapes my wife had served for supper. After crunching into another seed, I laid down the law. No more grapes served in the Swindoll home unless they are seedless, I announced with characteristic dogmatism. Later, when nobody else was around to hear her reproof, Cynthia edged up to me and quietly said, Do you know why seeds in grapes bug you? Sure, I said, because I bite into those bitter little things and they scatter all over my mouth. No, she smiled. It's because you're too impatient to dig them out first. The purple grapes really taste better, but they take a little more time. There I stood, riveted to the pantry door by a very true, yet painful, set of facts. I was too busy, too much in a hurry to split open a grape and pull out the seeds. Wow, no wonder waiting is such a difficult hassle for me to handle. Wouldn't you rather do anything than wait? If the truth were known, some of us would rather do the wrong thing than wait. I have found, however, that waiting is the rule rather than the exception in life. The exception is an open door. When you have one, go. They don't happen very often. But waiting when the door is closed doesn't mean you're out of the will of God. You could be right in the center of His will. The open door is the exception. The bursts of green lights happen just a few seconds in life. The rest of the time is filled with a few yellow lights and mostly red lights that flash, wait, wait, wait. Waiting on God is resting instead of worrying. You know you can fake waiting. We all have. We can all be torn up down inside. But we put on that plastic front that says we're at peace when we're really not. All of this reminds me of a story involving some American soldiers during the Korean War. They had rented a house and hired a local boy to do their housekeeping and cooking. It was common during that war for soldiers to get that kind of setup for easy come, easy go, easy pay. This little Korean fellow they hired had an unbelievable positive attitude. He was always smiling. So they played one trick after another on him. They nailed his shoes to the floor. He'd get up in the morning, pull those nails out with pliers, slip on the shoes, and maintain his excellent spirit. They put grease on the stove handles, and he would wipe each one off, smiling and singing his way through the day. They balanced buckets of water over the door, and he'd get drenched. But he would dry off and never fuss, time after time. Finally, they became so ashamed of themselves that they called him in one day and said, We want you to know that we're never going to trick you again. Your attitude has been outstanding. He asked, You mean no more nail shoes to floor? No more. You mean no more sticky on stove knobs? No more. You mean no more water buckets on door? No more. Okay then, no more spit in soup, he responded with a smile and a shrug. It's easy to do that, isn't it? We say with our faces that we're waiting, but we're fretting and hiding it. We're spitting in the soup more often than not. A psalm encouraging patience. In Psalm 62, we find a very helpful, and I might add simple, outline to guide our thinking with regard to victorious waiting on the Lord. I don't think we need lengthy teaching on waiting. What we need is long practice times. Most of us know about it. We need to do it more.